Hello, PHCC. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 22 of PHCC Rocks, a podcast highlighting some of the great things happening all over America related to the National Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Contractors Association. I'm your host, Joel Long, and we are coming to you today from the great state of North Carolina. Well, specifically, we're coming from Boone, Gastonia, Fuquay, Varina, and is it Matthews, Rob?
Yeah, just outside of Charlotte. Yeah.
We're still in Matthews, man. Okay, well, Rob's building a new building, and I thought it was still in Matthews, but I wanted to make sure. And for all of you that don't know where Fuquay, Varina is, what's wrong with you? It is it's the eastern capital of North Carolina, right, Stephanie?
It's like right under Raleigh.
Well, no, it's the eastern capital of – everybody's going to be looking up Fuquay, Varina. But anyway, guys, listen, today for me – you know, I'm really glad we're doing this. These three people have done a tremendous work in the state of North Carolina. It's been a pleasure for me and everybody in the state to be associated with them, and for a lot of different reasons, and you're going to hear it today. And so I'm really excited to have these guys on with us. Stephanie Blazek's the executive director in North Carolina, and you've been on the job how long?
Almost 2 years. It's almost my second year anniversary.
Good God. It feels like a lot more, doesn't it, guys? I mean, she's done so much. That wasn't a bad.
Time flies when you're having fun.
That wasn't bad. That was a good thing. But, I mean, you have. I mean, you hit the ground running, and it's just amazing what you've done in 2 years. I mean, that's what I meant. But anyway, boy, it didn't come out right. We're gonna cut that out. But and then Jeff Voss of Jeff's Plumbing and Repair of Boone, North Carolina, and he is the current – president of this great state, right?
That is correct.
We should have had Janice on, his wife, who probably knows twice as much as all of the three of us anyway, right, Jeff?
Oh, she definitely knows more than I do, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we should have her on here too. But and then Rob McClintock of McClintock Heating and Cooling, and the past North Carolina president for 2 years, right, Rob, or three?
Three.
Yeah, I thought it was three, and we wouldn't let him go. He did such a good job. But you know, really, if you know, like a lot of states, there end up being guys that keep transforming things. And so, you know, bringing Stephanie on and going through that transition, you know, North Carolina needed somebody really driven and stable and maybe half crazy. And so I think, you know, we found the right guy to really help transform what's going on with a new person at the helm. And that's hard. You know, we had Jim Pendergrass, who had done such a great job for so long, but anytime you get somebody new in there as an executive, it kind of scares everybody. And so, Rob, great work in that transition. So, guys, welcome today, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
So, and you know, we got to really – Rob especially is building a new building. And so if Rob and I doze off, it's for the same kind of reason. We're a little stressed out. I've got Connect coming up in a couple of weeks, and – I thought we had a lot going on, but anyway, so guys, listen, I really like, and if you've watched any of these episodes, I really just like to get some background first from everybody on how you got to where you are. Give us a little bit of your journey and you know, maybe some background, and then how'd you get involved in PHCC? We've practiced a lot. Who wants to go first?
Ladies first.
So I came to the association, like I said, almost 2 years ago. And I had a background in sales and marketing, and then also like a decade of experience with different associations and nonprofits, primarily in business development and partner relations. But this is my first time ever working with a trade association, and I can't imagine doing anything else now.
Okay. Anything else?
I'm not all that interesting.
What a lie.
Yes, you are, Steph.
So the current president.
I've got an awesome husband. Oh, yeah, you do. Two beautiful children and military brat. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's important. Yeah, that's very important. Yeah. Okay, Jeff, you're next, man.
All right. Well, I can't remember when I joined the association. I joined National first. It was around the turn of the century. We don't know which one yet.
1897.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the bio for National, it says 1900. So, okay. I've been around a little while. I did join National first. I wasn't aware that there was a North Carolina chapter way back when.
Oh, okay.
and joined them first, and then Andy Jackson, a former past president and all that, got me on the board a few days after I had joined and let them know I was here. And I think after he got up off the floor when I said yes, I've been on the board, I think, ever since then. So it's been 20 plus years, give or take. Yeah. Enjoyed every minute of it. I've seen a lot of changes throughout the state, throughout Nashville. And it's just, it's been a great learning experience for me, being a small business, that I didn't have to recreate the wheel all the time. Yeah. And that's the reason I joined in the first place.
I know you were there when I know you were there when I came along, and
yeah,
have been a great leader for as long as anybody can remember.
I don't know about great leader. I shouldn't have said that. A while.
That came out wrong too. There we go.
I'm like that dust bunny that's under the couch. You know, I've been there a long time. I've seen a lot of things, but I just kind of roll around a little bit.
There you go. All right, Mr. McClintock.
Well, gosh, we can probably go all the way back to when how I got in the industry. Graduated high school, and like many high school graduates, didn't really know what I wanted to do. I just was happy to be out of high school. I knew that. A four-year college was not an option. It just wasn't what in the cards for me. Decided to go to into HVAC school and went to 2 years Central Piedmont, a local trade school in Charlotte. Big plug to those guys. Got out of graduated from there. I worked in a restaurant while I was going through school. Got to be a pretty good cook then. At least that's what Kim tells me. I went to work for a local HVAC contractor right near my current building. Worked there for 11 years. Went to work for our great friend Zeke Acosta for,
oh yeah,
gosh, 6 years, 6 or 7 years. And about 20 years ago, I started our own business. Just me and my truck, and we've kind of grown it from there. But about 6 or 7 years ago, Jim Pendergrass, this guy, kept calling me, wanted me to join or belong to the PHCC of North Carolina. And first I thought he was like some state representative something. I thought he was a politician, and I kept avoiding his calls because I'm not into politics too much. So he finally came marching in my building one day and said he wanted to talk to me, and got me into the association. And it's a good move for us. We really have embraced it. Have found the root.
I would say you've embraced it.
Well, instead of finding the reasons why I didn't want to do it, which was time, you know, I found the reasons that I needed to do it, and yeah. And I'm so thankful for his persistence. So glad to be here today.
Well, great. Yeah, that is a great story. So you're a first generation, and see, somebody in my position, you know, a third generation, Rob, I'm going to tell you, the first generation guys, they're normally the real deal. You know, the third generation guys, we fake it a lot, but man, because that's why you don't have any hair right now. And see, that's right. Especially, but no,
actually okay. I had a full head of hair before I was the president of PHCC.
Exactly.
That's great. That's contagious. This. Oh God. I got a month, man. I'm going to lose all of it in a month. That's perfect. So listen.
Yeah, you did have hair when I started.
But it's funny, Joel. When I got in the business, it was one of those things. I when I went to school for it, I didn't even know it was a good move at the time.
And sure,
it's a good story for young people to kind of embrace. I knew one thing. My brother was in electronics, so I couldn't do that. And so I decided environmental technology, which is what it was called at the time, was on the opposite page of that in the Central Piedmont catalog.
Oh, no
so
kidding.
I chose that. A lot of research went into that decision, about 5 minutes worth. But it's turned out to be a great industry for us. Very blessed.
Well, when you're dedicated to something too, once you go all in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of incredible good things can happen. Yeah, I think you've been fairly successful. Anybody that's paying attention. So all right, Stephanie, and you guys, give us some background too on the state association. I like to, you know, so people can understand some numbers and, you know, how many members and maybe the locals, just to give people across the country a snapshot. You know?
Yeah. So right now we've had a pretty good amount of growth in the last year, but we have 120 member companies and growing every week. And we also have four locals. We have the Western North Carolina local, the Charlotte local, which Rob runs, the Triangle, so Raleigh-Durham area, and then brand new is the Wilmington local. And then at the last board meeting, we kind of presented the market analysis here, and we're looking to start our fifth local in Greensboro in 2023. So,
man, the triad. That is awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, see, being
a lot of contractors out that way.
Oh, there are. And being involved so long, Jeff and I especially know that, that the old maps and all this different stuff we looked at for years, I'm not sure, Stephanie, you have the perspective of how much you're growing that. I hope you do, because y'all are – you're making a big difference, and that's been stuck. You know, it's been stuck at one or two in reality for a long time. So,
good. I can remember when we had one local that I knew of, which was Charlotte, years and years and years ago. Yeah. And then the Triad, the Durham area, had theirs. And that was basically it across the state for many, many, many years. So Stephanie and her crew and Rob and those before me and those after me are going to bring this association to five or six, maybe seven locals before it's all said and done, and probably grow it even more beyond that.
Now you can see the movement for sure. So, Stephanie, being involved in North Carolina so long, you know, all of us have seen the changes and everything that you've done. And you know, one of the things I've enjoyed is your excitement. You know, not that Jim wasn't exciting, you know, but – you know, a breath of fresh air, loved Pendergrass, but, you know, you and you're not afraid to try new things, you know. I mean, I think that's something that we all needed and has made a big difference. So can you talk about some things you've tried that maybe, you know, that worked or maybe didn't work, and then I know you got some future plans coming up for some different things. Give us some snapshots if you can. She drew a blank. She just drew a
Well, there's a lot of things that have kind of changed, and I think Jim was like a really hard act to follow, but we have very different talents. God, that man was organized and had such good relationships, and I hope that I can do that as well, but I think it was a real blessing kind of coming off of the pandemic, which sounds weird, but all of our members are obviously like essential workers, so they were crazy busy. And also, like, we couldn't meet in person for any of our events, which was actually kind of awesome because it was brand new and it forced us to, like, we had a little bit of a gap where everyone could step back and have space to kind of imagine what they wanted for the association in the future instead of kind of living in the space of what it always has been. And so, lucky for me, most of what was being done was already great. It just needed something like fresh eyes, I think. So, for instance, like, y'all have been putting on summer convention for how many years now?
Yes. Jeff, you were there to start.
27, give or take.
Yeah, probably 30.
I can't remember when we didn't have a summer convention.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so we have summer convention in Riceville Beach, and you know, talking to the board coming in, they were all like, you know, we love this, we don't want to get rid of it, but maybe some new things and some things to bring in younger contractors and their families, and an opportunity for our longtime members to kind of show them how it's done, you know. And then, you know, the other feedback that we got from our board of directors at the time, they are awesome, but like Jeff said, they've been around for a really long time. Jeff has always been on the board, and so they were really looking to bring in new contractors and new leadership. So now we have a number of board members who are brand new, and everyone's really learning a lot from each other. And then I guess in past years, we've done like a big state convention. And it's just hard. Everybody's getting busier and busier, and we're a big state, so to have one convention in the middle of the state and have people kind of travel, some of the feedback was, you know, that was difficult, but they still wanted to go. So we decided to kind of scrap it and do mini conventions all over the state in the form of a roadshow.
Yeah.
And cumulatively, we had way more participation and a lot of people that have never experienced PHCC before and all that we had to offer. And it's funny, I was just telling one of our newer members this morning, it's not very often that I get to have a conversation about our members and about the association and all the things we have going on where someone walks away and doesn't fill out an application. You know what I mean? It's just like educating people of all the things that our members sure. put together to help people. So, and you know, monthly networking educations, there's a number of things.
Well, it's, and so I think coming out of the pandemic, the road show, I don't think you're taking enough credit for the road show. The road show was a different approach. I mean, you know, we had the big thing in Greensboro every year and the big thing, but you know, if you were up in the mountains, man, Jeff, you're traveling all the time, all the way across the state.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, depending on where it's at. And a lot of our vendors and contractors are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So again, you know, being the old guy in the crowd, seeing everything I've seen and doing the things I've done in the past, finding a better, different way to do it was something we had to do within the state.
Yeah.
So, you know, the roadshow idea was the perfect, I think the perfect thing for us to try. You know, go to our different local areas, have a little show there, bring the vendors, bring the contractors in. They don't have to travel too far. You know, they get fed and wined and dined, so to speak, and yeah. we can speak to them, and they've garnered a lot of interest that way. We really have with the state association.
I think that's why the locals have a better chance of working, because you're taking it to them. And
exactly.
You know, Don Hildebrand's done such a good work up in the mountains to up in the Western chapter that coming to them makes sense now. At first, I'm not sure it did, you know, but.
It's that scary part of we've never done this before. We've always had it in one spot.
I hadn't heard Stephanie.
You know,
say
everybody's
that.
Come to us. Yeah. You know, we had this big meeting place and big parking lot and all this big stuff. And now we're trying to take a portion of that and go somewhere.
Yeah.
That was a scary thought for a lot of people.
Sure.
That was a scary idea.
Sure.
But it's worked.
It's definitely worked. Anything else, Rob, you guys want to add to this, since Stephanie's being humble?
Well, I think the road shows have been wildly successful. The membership growth shows that. But bringing Stephanie on when we were going through the process of hiring the replacement for Jim Pendergrass, it was easy for us. If we had a person that was Jim Pendergrass number two, looked just like him, talked just like him, and all that stuff, and we just decided it was. We wanted directional change, not that the course we were on was
sure
was a bad course, but we wanted a course of just different things.
Freshness.
And freshness. Exactly, Jeff. And so I think, you know, we hit a home run with her, and you can't tell her she's great all the time. She'll want to raise.
No, no.
She's doing pretty good.
Screen if you do
I was
that.
Getting there to say.
But she has brought a sense of freshness. It's exciting to be a part of the North Carolina tribe, so to speak, because now I see a excitement throughout the state with all the locals you see now.
Yeah.
You know, at the summer convention, I think this may not have been our biggest summer convention, but it was. We had a very good turnout, and post COVID, that's saying something to get folks back out talking to each other again. So.
You know, Rob, I don't know that I may not have mentioned it to you because, you know, my schedule was kind of messed up with summer. But, you know, I got there that night, you know, for the dinner and everything, and I didn't know everybody in the room. You know what I mean? And I was like, man, this is great. Because, I mean, Jeff and I, and, you know, we've been there so long now, you kind of go, okay, who are you really, when you get there a lot of time, you go, okay, who didn't make it? You know, because it's the same. Mm-hmm. But man, it was a lot. It's in the last couple of years.
A lot of new people there.
Yeah, and younger people. It was really, really a lot of fun. And they don't know. Yeah. They don't know the rules on the silent auction. I mean, on the auction. So you know, they don't know the rules. So they're going to spend.
Yeah,
money.
Even some of
it's
the older
awesome.
Ones forgot a few of
that's
them too.
Right. So yeah, I knew we were going to make some money. So, but okay. Anything else? Anything else on the association, where it stands?
I think we're progressing forward. Like I said, I've seen a lot of it through the years, and it's been stagnant. It's moved forward. It's moved back. And right now, with Stephanie's direction and Rob's leadership in the past, and you know, I'm just kind of standing behind the wheel, making sure we don't run aground anywhere.
Yeah,
that's all I'm doing.
Here we go. Good old. I'm just an old mountain.
Yeah, we're moving forward.
Cramp. I mean, listen.
And,
I mean, listen.
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm ready to get back to Charlotte when Rob has his next meeting down there, you know, and see 75, 80 contractors like we had before at a meeting.
So that's, it's coming.
That was good.
Yeah, Jeff, by the way, the I'm just an old mountain boy and don't know anything. That's kind of wearing out, man. Come on, man.
The only time I roll off the mountain is if somebody needs me. That's
there
it.
There we go. I love it, man.
Literally, Jeff has showed up. So we had, if you're not familiar with the structure of our locals, like Rob runs the Charlotte local. Like he cares that. He does all the work. He finds the speakers. He invites people. Same for our Western North Carolina. We have Don was doing it, and now it's Mark Bolton and Dave Wilson. And then in the Triangle, it's Dale Nichols and Rick Whitaker, and they've been around forever. And then at the Beach, our brand new board member volunteered to chair the group out there, Mark Gonzalez and Skip at Jen Mayer. But literally Jeff is sitting here saying,
shows up for everything.
He has showed up. He has driven across the entire state to show up and support these people that are starting their new locals. And it's really given them some confidence, you know.
I've got nothing else to do up here. You know,
Janice does everything up there anyway. Yeah. So he's got all kind of free time.
Janice needs a road trip every once
Janice,
in a while.
Yeah, so. Pray for Janice. So, and then you got something new. What's this gala thing you got coming up? There's something coming up in November. Not that you've got enough going on right now.
I'm sorry. I maybe should have planned for the spring, but I'm so excited. in the fall, normally we do our annual meeting and our members show up and they, you know, vote for the new board and it's a nice lunch, but we really wanted to do something a little bit different. And, you know, years ago, Rick Whitaker helped to start the Education Foundation. And if you don't know what that is, and that's part of the reason we're doing this gala. But anyway, I'll start from the beginning. So we decided to do an education summit. And so it's 2 days in November, and we have educational courses. So Kirk Alter is coming to teach a project management class for 2 days, and people are super stoked about that. And then we also have this brand new alliance with the Department of Labor, and they're going to come in and teach an OSHA 10 course for 2 days, and lunch is provided. It'll be very nice. But, you know, part of our PHCC mission is to drive education. And so, you know, there's so many ways we can do that. One, in the classes, but also through the PHCC of North Carolina Education Foundation. So in years past, it's been totally supported with like very generous donations that have been made by our members around renewal time. Like they'll renew their membership and then they'll send a donation. And then we started to realize, you know, as we're getting new members and new board members, that either they don't know that the foundation exists or they weren't clear about how it was ran or what it did. The foundation is the nonprofit portion that falls under the PHCC of North Carolina umbrella. And it helps to provide scholarships and education materials and also materials to support the promotion of the trades in like our middle schools and high schools and a number of other things. And so the first night of the Education Summit, we're putting on the first ever PHCC of North Carolina Education Foundation Gala. And so it'll raise awareness and raise funds to support the foundation. And also it's just going to be a ton of fun. So we'll have a silent auction with some really cool items. We've had some huge generosity from across the state when they find out that it's to support the trades and support
education,
forming an HVAC.
Sure.
Education. I've just been like amazed at the generosity from people donating silent auction items. So we've got some really cool items in there. You know, we'll do our live auction and a dinner, and we've got some entertainment at the end. It'll be magical. That's a hint.
Jeff's doing bringing his rabbit in a hat. Okay, perfect.
I am wearing my tux, by the way.
Oh, is this is this like a formal thing?
It is for me because this will be my swan song, so to speak.
Wow. So it is formal.
Well, it can be if you want it to be.
It's almost formal.
It's almost
we're
I gotta see if I can fit in my tux.
We want people to dress up. Okay. So I gotta ask. Well, that's great. Listen, and doing something new like that too, you didn't get board approval. You just did it on your own, didn't you?
Oh, I always get board approval.
I'm just kidding. Oh, I know.
I take direction.
She got a rousing hand of yes, we want to do it.
All right. So, well, I think that's the reason I wanted to bring that up too is the energy to do that a month after Connect. That's real. Well, no, but that's what it takes, Stephanie.
It takes
leadership. It takes leadership to go make decisions and get things done, and then that's how people follow you. So great job. I'm excited to hear that. And when I heard you were doing it in November, I went, this year? But anyway, that was perfect. So listen, let's switch gears. I like to do this in the middle. Let's switch gears. Tell us, if you can, something that nobody knows about you that you think would be interesting to everybody. And we've had some crazy stuff people tell us. So, and you can tell us and keep
let's
your jobs.
Backwards this time.
Okay, Jeff, you're first.
I lacked 6 months of getting my black belt in martial arts.
No kidding.
That was 20 years ago.
Oh, like you lacked 20 years and 6 months. Okay, yeah, I didn't know that. So you, what belt do you have, though? You have?
Red belt with two black stripes.
Okay.
In Taekwondo.
Oh, wow. That explains a lot. Okay.
So I can't hurt you while I hurt myself.
Perfect. Rob?
Oh, I saw this earlier, and I was thinking about, you know, what is something about me that nobody knows would be interesting. And my wife would tell you, and I think she told at another meeting, that I'm an old deadhead. So I think that's a little bit of a shocker. So, you know, hippies don't have any hair. So I wasn't really a hippie, but I've always been a fan of the Dead, which I was surprised that Joel, I think I saw something on you that you were a Dave Matthews fan. Is
yeah.
that right?
Oh, yeah.
That left over from NC State?
Yeah. No, actually, no. After we got out, we Renee and I got invited to a Dave Matthews concert, and I knew nothing about the guy, and we went and had a great time, and I just like his music. I like their
music. I do, too. Yeah. Jam band.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And then I went to his last concert he came through, and it was miserable. It was terrible. He didn't play one old song, and I banned him forever. But anyway. But, you know, yeah, they're great. They're great music. They are. All right, Stephanie.
This is hard because I don't keep secrets. But I'm either all the way on or all the way off on something. So if I wasn't working, I would buy a bunch of land and live in a yurt and garden and fish and write books. And none of my books would sell. That's why I would live in a yurt.
Don't tell anybody that. No, that's actually interesting. I can see that. You're just going to be ultra focused, right, in whatever you're doing. And you're either all on, or if you're not all on, you're just going to be completely off the grid, right? Is that what I heard? That's what I just heard.
100%.
I could, guys, right, with what we do, we could see that. Sure. Let me know when you're going. We'll all go. Yeah. But, yeah, I think that's a really good one. Okay.
Well, we're getting ready to put a bathroom in a yurt, so I'll let you know how that goes.
All right.
Well, by the way, Renee's really happy with all the work you did, Jeff. Thank you. Anyway.
I haven't done anything.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so the other thing is favorite dessert, real quick.
What's in front of me?
Stephanie?
Ice cream cake. But it has to have the cookie crumbles and fudge in the middle. Just saying.
Apple pie and vanilla ice cream. I'm just going to stay that way. Rob?
Key lime pie.
Yeah, that's right. I knew that. That's right. Okay, so let's get on to the big ant. Thank you guys for those. People really enjoyed listening to some of that kind of stuff just to get a better understanding. We've had some just surprising things, but really in-depth things that you just go, oh, wow, explains so much about how people think and a lot of times how they got to, you know, where they are. But Stephanie, I like you. We're all just going to disappear one day. That's perfect. But let's move on to Charlotte. You know, I mean, first for us, I think bringing Connect to Charlotte for the first time in the history, it's never been to North Carolina before. And, you know, I got to tell you guys what y'all have done to get ready, and Stephanie and especially, you know, Rob and all you guys trying to make it special. And it's not easy. It's a lot. There's a lot of moving pieces. But, you know, just really excited that in October 5th, 6th, and 7th, that, you know, Connect Conference and our contractors from all over the country are coming to Charlotte. And so just, I wanted to hear from you guys about some of the plans and what your thoughts are at this point. I'm glad to see Stephanie hadn't pulled all her hair out yet, but that's, you know, but,
you know, getting closer.
It is, but it's, you know, I hope you guys are excited about it. I know the country is, and, you know, I hear about it. So, you know, how do you see things shaping up?
Personally, I think it's going to go great. I mean, I think we as North Carolinians have been to several of the Connect conferences throughout the country, and we have tried to take some of the best parts of those Connect conferences that we've seen,
yeah,
kind of stir them up and bring them into the Charlotte area. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a great place to meet. We've got excellent opportunities for dining and, you know, getting outside the hotel and things like that, right where we're at. We're going to have great meeting space, and the meetings are going to go great. Educational portion of it is going to be fantastic. The apprenticeship contest is just another feather in our cap here in Charlotte. I think everybody's going to be proud. Again, we're trying to get a great number of contractors in from the area, not just Charlotte, but from across the state.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be something that they can take back to their companies, to their employees, especially if they bring their employees with them, and just build on it in their own businesses. Just take what they've learned, add one more step to it or another two steps, and just go with it and grow and prosper. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything's going to go a lot better by being there than not being there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The, and I'm from Charlotte. I'm a native of the city. I grew up probably 4 miles from where the Connect Conference is going to take place. I live just a few blocks now from that area. So I'm just so proud we're going to showcase this great city. You know, Charlotte is the gateway to Gastonia that most people don't
That's
know.
That's right. Exactly. That's exactly right. That's the way it flows. Thank you.
That's the way it flows. But we've got some interesting things in store. Of course, Charlotte Pipe Foundry. A historic place in Charlotte. It's been, yeah, been in business for over 100 years at that same location. So they're relocating to an adjacent county in the near future, but they're still in full operation where they're at. And that's going to be a fun event for us. NASCAR Hall of Fame, of course. This is NASCAR country. My company has had our holiday party there before, and fantastic venue. I think folks are going to really see a lot of fun things there, as well as the Charlotte Convention Center. And then we're having our North Carolina night at Knights Stadium. There's no baseball, by the way, but it's a great venue and just a few blocks away from the hotel. So it's going to be fun. Charlotte's a beautiful city. It's vibrant, you know, a safe place to generally walk around. So I think people coming in from out of town are going to love it.
Yeah.
And Stephanie,
I feel like we need to thank our national association because they have put a lot of work into this event.
Well, they've and listened. Really care I think, I about, think they've listened.
Yeah, they really have. And I mean, it helps that our national board president comes from North Carolina, and you know, Rick Whitaker is our secretary right now, and hopefully. Yeah. President-elect, so we got to vote for him. And but they've really, honestly, we're a pretty vocal state, and they've
yeah, we've never been known as being the quiet state.
You know, Stephanie, I was on a call today, and they said, "Well, sure, Mr. Long, that's you're extremely vocal. We didn't have a choice. It was on something else, and that was great." But you know,
it's something in the water, Joel. It's just something in the water.
Yeah, but I'm gonna flip it on you too, Stephanie. You've worked really hard to continue to listen and talk, because all we're trying to do is make it the best thing that we can, you know. And we want people to have a good time, but we also want to make sure that, you know, everything we do, you know, edifies National and our association, mm-hmm, at the state level. And then we there's been there's been some history where some states afterwards haven't really appreciated that the Connect Conference came there, because at the end they said, well, we spent money, but we didn't get anything out of it. And I think we want to make sure that North Carolina gains members and National gains members, and and that we improve the industry here in North Carolina. And so I think that's been the focus, and I really appreciate all the work y'all have done with that. And you know, so with that, but with that thought, there's some specific things. Like I'm excited that we've got some, you know, on the day of the trade show in the morning, it looks like we've got some of the regional counties, local counties are bussing kids in to see the trade show and to see the apprenticeship contest. And I don't think that's been done in years and years and years. And so that's exciting.
All the folks that I've talked to that we're bringing are really excited to come down and see that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of new stuff. They're doing those education tracks, right? What are the different tracks, Joel?
Air conditioning and air conditioning and air conditioning. And then there's this other one, I guess there's plumbing. But
that's your track.
Maybe. Yeah. They might do plumbing. I don't know.
Well, and there's actually a union track because, you know, we got some union contractors. And there's a business, you know, there's some business, right? So, and when you look at the signing up for them, you can see that. And so, yeah, it's a really, I think that's a little, then we got that idea by listening to some other state execs that we need to be able to see it better. And so that's good stuff. And then what else are you excited about?
The Rising Leaders, which I think Rob should talk about because he decided to put three people in that program.
Did you?
Yes, I think it's a great program to get folks from our business kind of engaged in leadership. And Kim and I have always, well, for the last 10 years, have had our mindset into growing our own leaders, not going out and buying leaders and hiring folks from outside the company. So we try to promote from within. And so, you know, these tracks of rising leaders, I think, will be something that we can identify areas that they are challenged in and areas that they are certainly interested in. And I think it'll be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to sign. I'm afraid how many people I'm getting ready to sign up for that. But yeah, we're doing the same thing. And our people are getting excited about the opportunity to meet other people their age or near their age, you know, that are in similar situations in companies. I think that's going to be a key to that too, you know.
That will be good.
Yeah. It will be.
I think a lot of our members too are excited about the opportunity to have trade show only as well, cuz you know, as like the business owners and the leaders are going, you know, to the full conference and reaping the benefits of all things, you know, education. But the trade show has some real obvious benefits as well, you know, including just like building some new relationships.
Sure.
We have a number of our members that are just going to shut down shop for the day. They've had it on their calendar for months and they're going to take all of their employees to the trade show. And I mean, that's exciting.
That's a huge dedication. And I think the trade show, you can come just for that day for $40.
Yeah,
that's pretty strong. And
that's very good.
To your point too, Stephanie, National, the staff and everybody has really listened, trying to make the opportunities better. Now, we don't have all the, you know, it hasn't been easy every time, but I'm going to tell you, they are listening. That's for sure.
I tell you, the trade shows, I think it was our first trade show, maybe it was Albuquerque, and we were mildly talking to one of the vendors, and I'll leave the name out. But Rick Whitaker came up to me and says, "You need to sign up with those folks." And so I said, "Okay." He says, "No, if you need to sign up with these folks, you're going to see a difference in your reviews." This was a review type company, and so we did, and it really changed our business. And we try to pick several folks that areas that we're focused on that year at a trade show, and trying to be sure that we spend a quality time in those areas, and we end up every year onboarding several different processes through that, whether it's a software deal or something simple, you know, maybe an HVAC part that we've never used before or something like that.
Actually, so, Rob, that's a really good strategy.
Yeah.
A week or so before the trade show, before Connect, look at your business and say, okay, what are two or three weak points in my business? That's actually a great strategy. That's really
good. If you try to do it all, you know, at least I'm just not smart enough to do it all. So I have to kind of focus on a couple of areas. So, and that's what we do. We sit down and say, hey, what are we looking to do this year or the next 6 months?
That's where we focus. I think that's a great strategy. Okay. Anything else, guys, or anything else you're excited about? I know the party at the Knight Stadium.
That's going to be good.
Well, the auxiliary at the night of the night of the North Carolina night at Knight Stadium. If you don't know what auxiliary is, it's basically any family member or employee of a member who just wants to give back to the plumbing and HVAC rates. And so the North Carolina Auxiliary also gives back to the community at large. And so they have decided to do a fundraiser donation drive, really, to support survivors of domestic violence and human trafficking. And so at the event that night, they'll be taking not only monetary donations, but also donations of like pajamas and toys and toiletries for people that are coming out of those terrible situations. So if you have a donation, bring it to the event.
I need to write that down. Hang on a second. Make sure that would be not be good. Okay. Anything else, guys? So listen, we get to the end, and I think we're getting, winding now. We've been on here almost 50 minutes, which is hard to believe. But with everything you've had going on, what do you guys look at when you look back over the last couple of years? What maybe you're most proud of as a state association?
Who's going first?
Well, you can go first.
I can take up another 50 minutes.
You have the shortest amount of time to reflect back on, so you can go first.
Yeah.
The thing that I'm most proud of is when I say that this is a member-driven organization, that's 100% true. Like, literally, I have a board of directors made up of the best group of mentors in the industry, our members build things like the safety ropes program to help other contractors, and they start locals and they get involved in legislation, and they're, all of the things that are important to them. Like, literally my only job is to help facilitate their dreams for the industry in this state. And that's such a joy to me, so that's what I'm most proud of.
All right, Mr. McClintock.
Well, I think when I first joined the board and became president, my initiative initially was really just to grow awareness of the PHCC name. In Charlotte, it was not overly well known. We had come several years before. We had had a couple of different associations join forces and rebrand themselves. And in our neck of the woods in Charlotte, it was not well known what PHCC was. And I think now I don't have to explain who we are. Now it's well known where we're at, because if you go to the work that Don has done up in the Asheville area, up in the western side, everyone knows who we are. And so I'm just proud that we're making that transition from these older mechanical and plumbing associations to our new force of PHCC. Of course, I'm still proud of Ms. Blazek joining forces with us a couple of years ago. I think that's my legacy that I'm very proud to have brought her in when I was president. But I'm just really proud to be part of the association of the last couple of years.
Jeffrey?
Oh, Lord. Probably I'm most proud of the outlook of the board of directors.
Yeah.
Because it's become youth, I don't want to say youth oriented, but it's become more youthful. Yeah. The status quo has kind of been broken, which is a good thing. For many years, like many other associations, we kind of plundered along step after step. Nobody got out of line or did anything kind of weird or anything like that. And all of a sudden we got Stephanie.
And now she's doing a lot weird. That's great.
And she's a lot weird, but she's helped us. Right, literally, she has helped us to take that step that's outside of the norm.
Yeah.
A little bit different that we may have been a little tentative about making that change 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And now we just see it as it's another step in the process. And the process is moving forward. And we have younger people coming in. We have those things that make an association move forward with the leadership of Stephanie and Rob and all those others, yourself included, Joel. Everything is just moving forward. And that's what I'm so proud of with this state association, that it's not stuck in the mud. It's moving forward. Yeah. And that's a great thing to see.
Well, that is, Jeff. Stephanie, what I was going to say was similar to that. Yeah, you should be. But I was going to, it's the same perspective, except I've had the ability, you know, this year I've gotten to go all over the country and seeing how you guys are embracing all these changes. And it's such a mix of an older generation that's been involved so long, being extremely open to all these new people and wanting the new people to be partners and help and change things. And that's unusual. I don't think that's not the norm. And so I congrats. And Stephanie, that's a big tipping of the hat to what you're doing. So that doesn't just happen. So congrats. I think that is a great, and that was a consistent message. You know, that's pretty strong. Well, thank
you. CCC of North Carolina, getting weird.
Getting weird. That's our new,
new logo. We're getting weird in North Carolina.
Yeah, and you just stepped over the line. There we go. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Getting weird. That's funny. Oh, my God. When we get to connect, I'm going to stand up in front of everybody, and that's going to pop into my head. And I'm going to be like,
that's it.
Hang on. Don't say that. So, guy, any last – that's great. Any last thoughts, guys? Anything you want to add?
I'm happy PHCC chose North Carolina for this convention, this Connect 22. We have a lot to offer for the national and the local associations statewide. I think those that come are going to be ecstatic with what's presented to them, both on the local level and the national. I'm looking forward to it myself. I'll be down there Sunday helping set up the little booths and tables for the apprenticeship contest, and then you'll see me running around to different places that I have to be throughout the Connect convention, and I'll be the guy running around looking like he's lost all the time. So
I can relate. Thank you. thank you, Jeff. Anything else, guys? Anything to add?
I would say find us on PHCCNC.com and on social media, and working for the association is the best decision of my life. And I feel like a lot of our members will say it was the best decision of their life to join PHCC. So let me send you an application.
There you go. Nice. Mm-hmm. You want to top that, McClintock?
Well, I echo both of those statements about the association as well as the Connect Conference. But Joel, you've done a fantastic job as leading our association over the past year. And I know you're not at the finish line yet, but we certainly appreciate it. Folks of North Carolina are proud of you, and you've done a great job for us. Hopefully Mr. Whitaker can move it forward. We'll see where that goes, but nobody can be prouder than us of who you are and how you
guys. Thanks for the support. It's been a ball. I've had a really fun time, and it's exciting to be able to finish in Charlotte, and proud of what you guys are doing, and really exciting what's going to happen. And there will be a few drinks that were made in the end of next week or end of the week of that. We're going to have fun. Anyway, put it that way. So guys, listen, thanks so much. Yeah, that's right, Stephanie.
Joel, I have one more thing, and this is for John Zink at National.
Oh, okay.
I have a message for John.
Look at that.
I'm going to check and see what list you're on, my friend.
I'm
be real sure that you're supposed to be on that list.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Oh, the chat. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to cut that out. But anyway. Well, guys, listen, it has been that was the best. And I'm at a loss for words. It's the first time in 22 episodes I've been at a loss for words. beard and all, man, that was perfect. So guys, listen, I really appreciate you guys getting on today, and Jeff, that was perfect, man. So listen, guys, thanks for taking the time to thanks for taking the time to listen to today's episodes, and please spread the word about this podcast, and looking forward to having everybody in Charlotte in a little bit less than a month. And I just got to really send a big thank you to Stephanie, Jeff, and Rob for all the work you've done and all the positive efforts in North Carolina and all across the country, and really getting ready for bringing the National Connect Conference to Charlotte in October. So looking forward to it. So guys, thanks a lot. PHCC is produced. PHCC Rocks is produced and brought to you by Amy Anderson from GSM Services and Charlotte Perrin with PHCC National, edited by PHCC National. I'm your host, Joel Long. Thanks again for hanging out with us, and please keep coming back to hear more reasons why PHCC Rocks.